Welcome back, and you're listening to the Football Hour Extra Time. Myself, Dom Betts, and the wonderful Alex Mearns.
Hi, Dom, how are you? Do you have a good weekend away at MK Dons?
Well, it was a good day out, I would say, but the game for me was absolutely terrible. But that's not what we're here to discuss. We're not here to discuss Milton Keynes Fulham. Here to discuss the wonderful game I had on the weekend, or for one team anyway, El Clasico. What did you make of it?
Very, very destructive scoreline. 4-0 away at the Bernabeu, the home of Real Madrid. I think if I'm Florentino Perez, the Real Madrid president, that is a good enough excuse to sack my manager straight away. Wouldn't you believe?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised when Benitez got the job in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there may not have been anyone else particularly out there they could get, but there's surely got to be someone who's in a job but would come to Real Madrid because it's probably the biggest job in the world.
It's a hard job for someone like Benitez to take up because he has this stereotype of being quite a defensive manager with players who stick to a structure. That is what you do not have at Real Madrid Football Club. They are selfish footballers who believe that every pass should be given to them. They want to score as many goals as possible, and that's what the fans want to see. They want to see goals, goals, goals. Or they're not going to be happy with the manager. They're really not going to be happy with the manager. And I think we're recording this 4:30 on Monday afternoon. I can see Benitez getting the sack maybe tomorrow.
So before a show on Wednesday, you're giving us now a talking point.
Yeah.
But going on to the game, obviously just the game itself, why do you think Barcelona just outplayed Real Madrid so easily?
Because they have a structure and the players stick with it. They obviously have a style of play, and I don't really want to go over that because everyone knows what Barcelona's style of play is. But they also have a definitive structure in place where Suarez knows he's leading the line, Neymar knows he's out left, Sergio Roberto came in for Lionel Messi on the right. But Sergio Roberto came in and he knew the structure because that's what he'd been playing for since he was a kid. Real Madrid don't have that. They have a front three who all just want to be individual. Ronaldo doesn't want to be a striker, but he's in a striker's position. So on the left side, you have a problem because there is no one tracking back on the left side. You have a right forward in Gareth Bale who's interested in playing number 10. You have James Rodriguez who wants to be a number 10. And you have Karim Benzema, I think is a real vital player because we could have had this problem years ago with Real Madrid. He says, I'm going to be unselfish of the team and I'm going to let Ronaldo and I'm going to let Bale do this. And without Karim Benzema, you have a big, big problem. And even though he's there, he couldn't stop all the problems that they had on Saturday night. But then should we turn it round, Dom, and say Suarez?
Yeah, but if you're looking at Barcelona's top three when they're all fit, Messi, Suarez and Neymar, they seem much more fluid and like they know what everyone else is going to be or the other player's going to be about like 2 years before they're there.
And do you know what they are? Them three, they're not selfish. They'd pass the ball when it's 2-on-1 against the keeper. Real Madrid, you just know they're not going to do that. Ronaldo is not going to pass the ball. Them three work as a three, Neymar, Suarez and Messi. The other three...
three individuals.
Are three individuals in our team. The other three are three top players. Probably the three best... It's quite scary. They're the three best players in the world at this moment.
100%.
On top form.
Yeah,
and they're all playing in the same team.
Because everyone was not shocked by the Neymar signing, but like how much his fee was, and then the Bale situation came across. So it was like, who would be the better transfer between Bale and Neymar? But looking at it straight away, you knew. Because Neymar's age. Mm. I mean, there's always going to be this thing where, could he suit to a big league in somewhere like La Liga? Well, he definitely has. I mean, even when Messi was out, Suarez and Neymar were banging in goals left, right and centre.
Yeah, I do like to make that comparison of when Gareth Bale came, Ronaldo was the big cheese in that dressing room. Ronaldo did not put his arm round Gareth Bale's shoulder like Lionel Messi has done with Neymar. Neymar and Messi are best friends. You can see it. They're not jealous of each other. Neymar knows Messi's the number one, so he looks after Messi, and Messi is in return looked after him in a similar way Ronaldinho did to Messi when Ronaldinho was the superstar in the Barcelona dressing room. And I think we're seeing a difference there between Messi and Ronaldo, that there is a maturity in Messi's personality that there isn't in Ronaldo's personality. I think he sees Gareth Bale as a threat, and Messi sees Neymar as an aide, someone who can assist him and help him. I think it's really going to unravel in that Real Madrid dressing room, don't you?
Yeah, one way I think of looking at it is Barcelona have this youth system, which everyone knows is so successful. I mean, yes, they still do make like multi-million pound signings, but that is as well as their youth players, such as Sergio Roberto,
Busquets, Iniesta,
Xavi, Messi.
There's kids coming through. There's Rafinha, the previous generation, Puyol, Pique, Cesc. So what are you saying that
I'm saying with Real Madrid have this youth system, which I'm not saying it's a terrible youth system. They produce some good players out of a youth system, but at the moment in a team, it's still like with Nacho Fernandez, a centre half, Casemiro, the centre midfielder. Like, a lot of their players have gone through a Spanish youth system that they've bought, such as Sergio Ramos.
Mm.
I feel like because Barcelona had this youth system and it's so successful, it feels like a more family club. Whereas Real Madrid are about Galacticos and players like that. That's just what I think.
Oh, no. And we all know that. I don't think that is a problem per se. But if you are going to buy these players, pick the right ones. Because the personalities aren't working. They are not working. They're a very selfish football club full of very selfish players. And you get a sense of a feeling through the way these players tweet and Instagram, and you feel like the Barca players are friends. They're friends and family. The Real Madrid players, they're just work colleagues. These guys are one-man corporations in Real Madrid. And I think it is the players' fault, but I know who's going to take the blame. It's going to be Rafa. See you later, mate. Ta-ta.
So, to wrap up, obviously Barcelona, by our guessing prediction, will walk the league. Not walk it, but I mean, they'll most likely win the league, I guess you could say. I can't see Atletico or Madrid overtaking them at this stage unless they get a massive injury crisis.
I disagree. I think Atletico are going to stick. I think they're going to stick up there with the top two at least until the last 5 to 8 games. I think they've got a top squad, and I don't think Simeone's going to let on. I think you'd underestimate them.
I'm not saying that they're going to drop off. Teams are going to drop off. I just can't see.
You think Barca are just going to be too strong?
Yeah, that's basically like they were last season.
Yeah, yeah.
But then with Real Madrid, what do they do now? Do they focus on the Champions League?
Because that's what they've got. That's what they've got. They've got big players who can perform in one-off games. I'm really not saying that these are bad players. I'm not saying that. I'm a big fan of watching Real Madrid. It's a brilliant club, and they have some amazing players. And I'm not having a go at Cristiano Ronaldo. He has been the best goal scorer. He's been the best attacker we've had in the past.
Athlete, I guess.
Yeah, in 10, 15 years, I think he's easily in the top 5 players of all time. But he's just one player. You really need to be a team. And I think they let go a lot of vital players in that very successful team Carlo Ancelotti had, which won the Champions League. You let go Xavi Alonso, who controlled that midfield. You had Di Maria, who did a lot of running for Cristiano Ronaldo and Gareth Bale that they didn't want to do. And you replace him with Toni Kroos, who's a fantastic footballer, but I don't think he's got the control Alonso has. I think what Barcelona have done is their signings have worked. In the past 2 years, Rakitic, the kind of still the emergence and growth of Neymar, it's really worked, and the Real Madrid ones have sadly not.
We're not saying like Bale was a terrible signing or anything, but if you compare to what Neymar's achieved, compared to what Bale's achieved, I guess you could say Neymar was obviously the better signing. But that's been the Football Extra Time for today. That we're talking about El Clasico, so Real Madrid Barcelona. So make sure you tune in to our full hour-long show, the Football Hour, funnily enough, Wednesdays 6 till 7 on Smoke Radio.